Oasis Audio presents The House That Love Built by Beth Wiseman, read for you by Renee Ertel. Chapter 1. Brooke Holloway woke with a start, then felt her stomach lurch when she recalled her dream. She rolled over and threw her arm across Travis's side of the bed, wishing she could will him to be there. She lay there a few more minutes before forcing herself to get up and dress before she went downstairs. She pressed the button on the coffee maker before facing off with the calendar that hung on the wall to the left of the refrigerator. She reached for the black marker dangling on a string nearby and drew a big X across today's date, as she did every morning, then scribbled 45 in the upper right-hand corner of the square. The kids like to keep up with the countdown to July 10th. Two cups of coffee later, she still yawned as she headed back upstairs and down the hall to Megan's room. Up, sleepyhead! Brooke flipped on the light and walked toward her precious 6-year-old, whose blonde hair crumpled in a mass on the pillow. Time to get up! Brooke sat on the bed and kissed Megan on the forehead, Travis still fresh on her mind. He used to wake up the kids each morning, said that seeing their faces first thing always made for a better day. 2 more days of school after today. Megan sat up and pulled down the pajama pants that had inched up her calves during the night. I know. Brooke stood and clapped her hands together. So let's don't be late. She headed down the hall to Spencer's room. Brooke had learned, after being reprimanded more than once, to always knock first. Come in. Spencer was already sitting on the side of the bed when Brooke took two steps.